three, four, one, two, three. Kick off the jams, motherfucker!
Rock rocks, I'm Blank Generation. Mike Generation. The name of that band is the Go to Hells. What do you think of that?
That's honestly a pretty cool name for it.
That's pretty cool. It's, especially for a punk group, right?
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, like I'd name my band.
So my guest today is none other than my 15-year-old daughter, Miley.
I'm Miley.
Miley Kanellis. She's an aspiring musician, actress, wrestler.
Yeah, yeah.
All those things.
Yep, all those things.
And we thought it'd be fun to kind of get her take on some of the stuff that she likes, but also some stuff that she's never heard before, such as that song right there, which is a cover of a Car song. Do you know the original?
No.
You never heard
the original? No, I've never heard the original.
But did you like that?
Yeah, I did. It was entertaining.
Did you think it was catchy?
Yeah, for sure. For sure catchy.
So what I want to do is kind of get your take on some stuff that you really like a lot. Like, what are you listening to? What's on Miley's playlist?
Are you, like, asking me?
Yes, what's on Miley's playlist?
Well, I listen to a lot of, like, Joan Jett, Kiss, Twisted Sister, Motley Crue.
So, as you can all see, her mother and I have done a great job. And so, what I want to play for you, then, is something that you might have heard, but it's like a version of a song on AC/DC Back in Black, which is what? One of your favorite albums.
Yeah, right? One of my favorite albums.
And what's your favorite song on Back in Black?
Back
in Black? Besides Back in Black. Oh, Rock and Roll Ain't No
Rock and Roll.
Is that your favorite one?
That's my second favorite, at least.
Okay, yeah. So here's a live version of Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution.
Yay!
Miley's going to check it out, and then she's going to review it. And we're going to talk about it. I'm Blank Generation.
You metal man, throw away your fancy clothes. And while you're out there sitting on the fence, so come on and get your ass down here, 'cause rock and roll ain't no rhythm, man. To me, it makes the good, good sounds.
Rock and roll ain't gonna die. Rock and roll ain't gonna die.
AC/DC live version, Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution. Live at Houston Summit Center, October 1983.
Jeez.
Yeah. So what do you think about the live version of your song?
I really like that. I really like that.
What do you think? What's different about it to you? Like,
I mean, it just felt a little more energetic, I guess.
Yeah.
Like a lot. They can't.
A little more electric vocally.
Yeah, like a lot. It had like a lot more work. It was just a lot more energetic. That's
more oomph.
Yeah, more oomph, exactly. Exactly.
So AC/DC, I don't know if you know this or not, but they take a lot of criticism for basically people saying that they make the same album over and over.
No, I didn't. Well, I haven't heard many AC/DC albums.
That's true. But really, there's another band that does that people say that about, what they say it about them in a good way, and it's the Ramones. So it seems a little bit hypocritical.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, AC/DC does the same thing over and over, but they're like, Ramones, rock on.
Continue doing the same thing over and over again.
Right. I mean,
that's what we enjoy.
And they're not really. What, Audrey, is that your assessment?
Yeah.
Audrey's.
I don't like AC/DC, but I love the Ramones.
But you do like Back in Black.
Back in Black!
That's Miley. That's Miley's older sister, Audrey, as we've heard her before, as Cousin Salem.
Cousin Salem, family in the house!
Why'd that pick up so good? So let's talk a little bit about your favorite artist, which is?
Joan Jett.
And what do you love about Joan Jett?
I think it's a lot. She's a woman that makes good rock and roll music. Good.
Right.
Yeah.
You like her attitude.
Yes, for sure. I like the way she dresses. That's cool.
Her style.
Yeah.
Yeah. Musically, what is it that kind of draws you to her?
Musically?
I wonder about the punk thing with the super catchy lyrics, but also there's like rough edges.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that, you know,
yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Summation. Or what's your favorite song by Joan?
Favorite song by Joan Jett is I Hate Myself for Loving You.
Wow. That's interesting. And have you heard
Bad Reputation?
Bad Reputation. Yeah. Have you heard the Love Is All Around?
I have.
You like that one?
Yes.
When I was a kid, I used to wear that album out. I wore that album out. So we're gonna play a couple of songs from Miley's favorite artist now, including the one we just talked about, Love Is All Around. I'm Blank Generation.
I'm not afraid to
Joan Jett. That's a live version of Crimson and Clover, which is also a cover by Tommy James. Have you ever heard the original of that one?
I have not. I might have, actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
It's a really cool song. I used to have the 45. I used to play the crap out of it. My mom had a big stack of 45s, and I basically stole about 15 of them, and that was one of them. Tommy James and the Shondells, I think.
The Shondells.
Was it the Shondells? I don't know. Something like that. Anyways, yeah, Joan Jett, Crimson and Clover. And what was it that got you into Joan Jett?
I watched a lot of wrestling, and a bad reputation is Ronda Rousey's theme song. So I listened to it after I heard it for the first time, and then I guess I just listened to a few more of her songs, and I just... Really?
But the thing that's funny is you didn't really like Ronda Rousey.
I hated Ronda Rousey.
Because why?
Because she beat Charlotte Flair.
So Charlotte Flair is like your favorite human in the world.
Yeah.
And Joan Jett's like your second favorite.
Yeah.
Besides Cousin Salem over there.
Well, she doesn't really go. Well.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Don't
insult Cousin Salem or else! You're turning your back on the wolf pack!
So then you saw the clip of Joan Jett playing Crimson Clover Live. I think it was that exact one.
Yeah, you showed me that.
That one where she has like short blonde hair.
Yeah.
Which you should look that up on YouTube. It has such a great energy about it. It's just Joan Jett and the Black Hearts just letting
Joan
it all out.
In the Black Hearting it up.
Yeah, essentially they're Joan Jetting and Black Hearting it up. Well, so let's talk a little bit about your name.
My name?
Yes. Why do you think I might want to talk about your name?
Miley?
Miley, yeah. Because when you were born, you were kind of a, what they call a rainbow baby.
Rainbow baby.
Not kind of, you were a
rainbow
baby.
I'm a rainbow baby.
And I had a dream that there was a little girl running up to the ice cream truck with my older daughters and saying she wanted some kind of ice cream. And they're like, Miley, we're getting it. We know Miley. So I woke up and told everyone that. And then we took votes on your name. And because Michaela and Audrey and...
You mean Cousin Salem?
Cousin Salem.
Don't respect
I love Hannah Montana!
They all loved Hannah Montana. They're really into it. And they voted for the name Miley. And we do like Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Actually, she sang with Joan Jett many times.
Yeah.
And how about the weirdest cover I just recently heard, which is a cover of I Love Rock and Roll.
Oh.
By Miley Cyrus. And Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton and Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You ready for that?
I think I'm ready.
All right, here you go. Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton. I Love Rock and Roll. On.
Blake Generation.
With Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
personality.
Personality. That's the 2023 remaster by Living Color.
Living Color.
I love Living Color.
Never heard it before. This is like the first time. I've heard it before.
You've heard the beginning.
Yes.
For CM Punk.
Look in my eyes.
But that was the first time you heard the whole thing.
The whole song. Yeah, it's the first time.
What do you think of that song?
I really liked it. It's just such a fun like headbanging song. Just.
Audrey says it gets her going at the gym. I mean, Cousin Salem. Really like
I've mentioned 4,000 pounds!
But I have a... It's not really a Living Color story per se, so much as a tiny shard of heartbreak from my previous band, Free Will.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we had a chance to open up for them one time.
And you didn't?
We didn't get to because we lost our drummer like 2 weeks before.
He's alive.
He's alive, but he left. He's alive, but he left our band under tenuous circumstances, and we weren't able to get it together in time to audition for this show.
Oh, geez.
It's always haunted me because I love Living Color so much. If you listen to my show, you know this, because I play Living Color quite often.
I'm a cult of person.
But Living Color has a lot of good songs.
Like Mussolini!
Anyway, not to go on and on about it, but I do want to open for Living Color someday. We keep trying with Lords of October. Every time we see they're around, we're like, oh man, we got to open that show. And I always put in for it. I put in directly with their management last time they were here in Flint at the machine shop.
And I opened for Living Color.
No, you didn't. I was in Salem. So let's pick your brain about another band that you love, which is Kiss.
I do love Kiss.
And when I ask you your favorite Kiss song, you said,
my brain always goes, it is, I was made for loving you, Jesus.
And you said that that was kind of a basic one, but it's not really, I mean, it is a hit, but it's not like Rock and Roll All Night.
No.
Or Shout It Out Loud or something like that. Do you have a favorite Kiss song?
Rock City. I don't remember what it's called. I'll sing it for you.
Why does Cousin Salem sound like Brian Johnson today?
Beth, I hear you.
It's called Beth. So the first line of the song.
It's actually the first word of the song.
The very first word of the song is Beth. So yeah, Beth. Anyways, I grew up with my dad dressing up like Kiss and my uncles, and they used to play house shows. And they also played literally house shows at our house. And that's people would come over and watch the band. Fun. And they'd be dressed up like Kiss.
That's so fun.
I don't remember Kiss not being around. Love Kiss. And, you know, they just finished their career and all that stuff. And there's a lot of pros and cons with Kiss. But one of the pros is, to me, their music.
Yeah, obviously.
So let's listen to Miley's favorite song. And this is kind of cool because it's an update from a few years back from Scooby-Doo and Kiss, Rock and Roll Mystery.
Scooby-Doo, that's the greatest Scooby-Doo movie, like, ever.
It's so good.
Ever.
Seriously,
it's
even if you
so
hate
good.
Kiss.
On Zombie Island?
It's, okay, it's second.
Okay, fine.
Zombie Island is the best. But anyways, yes, Kiss and Scooby-Doo, Rock and Roll Mystery, but here's I Was Made for Loving You. You were made for loving me.
I can't get enough from Mr. Blade.
What just happened? The Crimson Witch ripped a hole in the universe.
Activate the Dynasty Star Portal.
You mean the Ferris wheel?
It's actually a portal to the cosmic realm of Kisteria.
Of course it is.
Does she have to come?
Does your eye see the future?
Then let's rip this open!
Yes. And now here's the stiff noise. Mom's a fake. I'm Blank Generation.
Mom.
Salem.
WETO and A Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy's Nightmares, wants to make you a winner in Freddy's Holiday Party Contest. A Nightmare on Elm Street 4, The Dream Master, from Media Home Entertainment, comes to home video in December, and 25 lucky winners will celebrate with a complete party kit, including the video, hats, posters, even Freddy's invitations. Watch Freddy's Nightmares. Write the name of the episode in your name and address on a postcard and send it to WETO. If your card is drawn, you win. Wouldn't that be a scream?
Come on.
Roll.
That's the Megatallica sisters, master of the neutron destruction or something.
That's my favorite song.
That is Cousin Salem's favorite song.
It honestly, it adds up. It makes sense.
Well, we're sitting there listening to it, and Audrey, I mean, Cousin Salem goes, Cousin Salem goes, what the hell are we listening to?
But it's a better song.
So I want to talk a little bit more. Oh, first of all, thank you all for staying with us, presuming that you're still listening. If you are, bless your heart.
If not, soul. You suck.
And of course, we'll be back next week, Saturday, 6 o'clock on solidstateradio.net. I also want to give a shout out to Snord, who does my theme song. Which
please! Thank you, Snord! Thank you, Snord! Thank you, Snord! Thank you, Snord! Thank you, Snord!
I'm pretty sure the cops are going to show up now. But that's Snort, and you should check Snort out. I wanted to play Born Halloween this week, but we're going to have to save it for next week. Because we're going to talk a little bit about a couple of your favorite bands. You had mentioned Motley Crue and Twisted Sister.
Yes.
So what's your? Let's start out with this. What's your favorite Twisted Sister song?
My favorite Twisted Sister song is The Price.
Ah, see, I picked it. I thought that might be it. What do you love about The Price?
It's just so, I don't know. I just can't explain it. It's just such a good song.
You have loved that song since you were a little kid. I don't know if you remember, but it used to be your daily. You have too. Audrey's the OG of loving The Price. I mean, Cousin Sam's the OG, but Miley used to listen to that going to bed. Like, that's how I could get her to calm down and go to sleep. I played The Price. And she loved it. What were you going to say? Cause
how long I've wanted.
Okay. So I've met Dee Snider, and he's a great guy.
Amazing.
I got to write an article about him for Rumort, and I get to get feedback from him on it, and it was just so cool. You know, so I've met him a few times, and we've had interaction. And
I got Dee Snider to tell you that you're his best friend.
So Audrey, aka Cousin Sam. Got a cameo for me for my birthday when Dee Snider singing happy birthday to me and telling me that I'm his best friend. There you go. That's the greatest thing ever.
Videos don't lie.
So what about Motley Crue?
Motley Crue?
Yeah. What's your favorite Motley Crue songs? A couple of them.
Okay. Shout of the Devil.
Shout of the Devil.
Too Fast for Love.
Too Fast for Love.
Girls. Those are probably my top three.
And have you ever heard the whole Shout of the Devil album?
No, I have not.
That is such a cool and creepy album. I love Too Fast for Love, their first album, and Shout the Devil. Those two records will always be special to me. So I wanted to play for you something from Shout the Devil. Something from Shout the Devil that you probably haven't heard before. It's called Too Young to Fall in Love.
Too Young to Fall in Love.
Too Young to Fall in Love. You, yeah.
Literally relatable.
I'm Blank Generation.
With Uncle Salem.
We'll be right back. friendship that'll never ever end. If you're feeling lonely today, come along and throw your cares away. Throw your cares away.
Closer to Halloween, Halloween.